Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's second season in its new home is underway, and Artistic Director Brian Isaac Phillips is here to talk about it all. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, you've got a great venue. And I want to start out by asking you, what's been the most significant change for you and for your company in terms of staging and presenting there?
Well, I think it's been our ability to finally realize our artistic potential. You know, the old space sort of confined us into a bit of a shoebox that allowed us to be very creative in how to solve problems, but not actually realize our visions as we originally had them. Now, with the extra space, how we're able to stage musicals or two-story sets or have fairies flying around or vampires flying in, it's really allowed us to show off what we're capable of. And I think audiences are noticing.
Well, as we speak, you're winding up. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and you actually started your season earlier in the summer. But your next offering is a complete 180. You're doing 1984.
It is a regional premiere of a new adaptation of Orwell's classic by Robert Icke and Duncan Macmillan. And it is one of the first productions of the show outside of its original London and Broadway run, and it's touring. So we're very excited to do it. We have this fantastic partnership with Brave Berlin. They were the creative geniuses behind Blink and Luminosity. They're doing the media design for the entire show, which is essential to the script. But it's a very fascinating new play and a very important story to tell right now.
Who's in the cast?
So the show, it's an ensemble of nine, and Justin McCombs is playing Winston Smith, and Sarah Clark is playing Julia. And those are the two protagonists at the center of the story. So what I love about 1984 is that not only is it a very interesting dystopian piece of fiction, but there's a love story at the center of it between Winston and Julia. And that love story is actually what makes you care about these people trying to fight against this oppressive regime that Big Brother is. And Sarah and Justin have been with the company for, 12, 13 seasons now. So they have a really great chemistry together. And I think that's coming through, and it's going to make you really care about what's happening at the heart of this very scary story.
You're also doing Fences, August Wilson's classic.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so thrilled that we're producing our first August Wilson. Christopher Edwards, who directed Othello last season for us, and Raisin in the Sun is coming back in from Boston to direct. And it is such a powerful piece of theater, such a showcase for some of our very talented ensemble members, including our guest actor that's coming in to play Troy for us. And that's going to be opening at the end of January and running through February.
And who is the guest actor?
His name is Rainey. He's from Lubbock, Texas. And he's actually a longtime friend of the director, Chris Edwards. And I believe this is true. He has done 9 of the 10 plays in August Wilson's cycle, and that this will complete his personal canon.
Well, there is some Shakespeare on the schedule, isn't there? And you're spanning the spectrum with what you're offering. So tell us about that.
Yes, we have 3 Shakespeare offerings this season. One is a comedy, one's a romance, and one's a tragedy. The comedy, which will be following 1984, which we'll need after 1984, is Twelfth Night, which is one of his most famous comedies about Viola being shipwrecked in Illyria and having to disguise herself as a boy, as a page for Orsino. Mistaken identities, twins, getting separated, Shakespeare comedy complete. And it's being directed by Austin Titchener, who is one of the managing partners of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, who work on the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, complete Word of God abridged, all the great books. So it's going to be really great having him come to town and play with us. Caitlin McQuethy's playing the lead. And then after that, we're very excited to be having our first production of Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale in about 12 or 13 years. And this is the famous romance with exit pursued by a bear. It has a very sort of dark first half and this beautiful comedic second half. And Bruce Cromer, who plays Scrooge at the Playhouse in the Park every year, is playing Leontes, which is a fantastic role. And then we're really thrilled that we have Christopher Luscombe, who's an associate artist with the Royal Shakespeare Company, coming in to direct that. And then following that will be our tragedy, which is Shakespeare's Macbeth, with Giles Davis playing the title role and Kelly Minglecook playing Lady Macbeth. And that's going to be directed by Miranda McGee, who's one of our associate artists. And it's going to be a traditional staging, very bloody, very fun. And it is, of course, a very tight, action-packed tragedy as far as those go with Shakespeare.
And your concluding work for the season in the spring is literally a farce.
It is. It is Feydeau's A Flea in Her Ear in a new adaptation by David Ives that was commissioned by Chicago Shakespeare a few years ago. And Jeremy Dubin, who is one of the funniest directors and performers that I know, is staging that show with Sarah Clark, Kelly Minglecook, and Justin McCombs, and Matt Johnson, who was just in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, playing the lead roles.
And you still have an intern company and you're doing a lot of educational outreach. So
yeah, so we see over 50,000 students a year with our educational outreach. And we now have 4 touring productions that go to the parks during the summer, but then go to high schools, elementary schools, community centers during the school year. And that's Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Julius Caesar. And it's a fantastic company this year, and they can do any one of these 4 plays in almost any venue possible. But it's amazing to see just how much that educational outreach has exploded in the last several years, and how much we are creating the next generation of theater goers by introducing them to the classics at a younger age.
I was going to ask, in these days when arts programming is just being virtually stripped from curricula and the access to these kinds of things is so limited, what's been the reception in some of the unexpected places that you go to?
Well, it's been very strong. And I think part of that is because Shakespeare is curriculum and because Shakespeare is meant to be seen and not read. We are an exceptional tool for teachers to be able to use to be able to crack the nut of Shakespeare and have them understand just how exciting and lively these plays are. So we have long-term relationships with many schools in the region. And now we're able to actually not just serve the seniors, but then be introduced to the juniors and then the sophomores and the freshmen, because every year you're reading a Shakespeare play. So by having that access to all of the grades in each of the schools, I think we're making a pretty important imprint on the students in the region.
Is there a comment or a response that you've gotten that just sort of totally blew you away from a student?
So we did sort of a residency with a school, and we did a test group where we went in and we taught Romeo and Juliet with some of our actors to an English class, not a theater class. And then we did surveys before and after with that class. And then there was also a class that we didn't touch at all. Afterwards, the appreciation of Shakespeare by the surveys had gone up significantly in the class that we taught, and the class that we didn't have anything to do with, their appreciation dropped. So it turned out, based on the data, that it would have been better for that other class not to teach Shakespeare at all rather than to do it without us. So I think that it was pretty special to see that people find it more confusing if they don't have access to the live performance aspect of it.
Well, we're grateful we do have access to the live performance aspect of it. Thank you so much for joining me. Brian Isaac Phillips is the artistic director of Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and you can find out more about their season by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.